Head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Robin Reynolds, the executive director of the Ingham Health Plan. Robin, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks for being with us. What is the Ingham Health Plan?
The Ingham Health Plan is a plan that offers basic health benefits to people who are uninsured in Ingham County.
And this is a non-profit community benefit helping Ingham's working poor, unemployed get basic access to health care. How many people take advantage of this?
We currently have 12,000 people on our plan. Over the years, we've had as many as 16,000, but at the current time, it's 12,000.
Who pays for it?
The hospitals. We get a grant through the hospitals. Ingham Regional and Sparrow Hospital are generous and provide a grant for our program. And the reason is that if we can keep people in primary care and more preventative care, take care of their diseases, we'll keep them out of the emergency room and the hospital, which is much more expensive care.
Robin, some information I received from your office was stunning. Currently, one in five Ingham County adults is uninsured. That's 37% higher than the statewide average, and you've got some help for those folks.
We do. We're seeing about 6% of our new enrollees had some form of health insurance in the past, but slowly over time, people are losing health benefits. One is unemployment, of course, and the other is that small businesses are unable to afford to pay for health care for their employees. In 2011, 59% of small businesses provided some health benefit, 60%, and now it's down to 59%. So it's becoming unaffordable, and who do get health benefits through their employer, some of the large deductibles, co-pays, are just not affordable anymore.
Robin, the result of this challenge is that people don't seek primary care and too often end up in an emergency room for treatable and preventable conditions. And when they can't pay their emergency room bills, the hospital passed that cost on to the rest of us. So it's like a vicious circle, and you've got some help for folks like this.
We do. We offer a basic benefit package, which we pay for primary care, specialty care, labs, radiology, and prescription benefits. And our hope is that they will get established with a primary care doctor to treat their chronic illness or whatever condition they have so that they don't end up in the emergency room. We either assign them to a primary care physician if they don't have one, or if their doctor is willing to take the health plan benefit, they can stay with their current physician.
Robin, why do you think more people in Ingham County don't take advantage of IHP?
Well, we did a poll a year ago or so, and we found that a lot of people were unaware of the plan, which was surprising. We've been in business since 1998, and I think when you work in it every day, you think everyone knows about it, but apparently not. So we're out at this time for the last 9 months trying to hit up Rotary, different civic groups to make sure they are aware of it. And even if somebody has insurance, we all know somebody who doesn't. And so we're really trying to spread the word.
All right. If people want more information about this, where can they go?
They can call Enrollment Center, and that's 887-4641. Or we're also have a website. It's inghamhealthplancorp.org. We're also on Facebook at Ingham Health Plan.
Stay in contact with us, Robin. We want to help you get the word out with IHP.
I certainly will, and thank you for your help.